Blog Talk Radio.
Are you driven by a passion to discover your divine destiny, ready to discover your purpose and fulfill your God-given potential? You can at Church on the Mall, the Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Sundays at 9 a.m. Rediscover the kingdom and discover your purpose, identity, and divine destiny. For more information, call 267-357-9816. The kingdom of God is now eternal, and it's your time. Don't miss your moment. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God will supply your needs. See you at Church on the Mall this Sunday at 9 a.m. The Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Cheltenham Avenue and Washington Lane. It's your time for change. For more information, call 267-357-9816.
This is Dr. Lynn Robinson, and I approve this message.
This message paid for by the faithful supporters of Kingdom Vision Ministries International, the Kingdom Church on the Mall. Live the kingdom-driven life now.
Hello? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry for the long wait, but I had trouble getting into the line. But I'm here now. Let us pray. First of all, my name is Willie Landy, and I am your host for today. And this is Kingdom Culture. My wife was not able to join us today, but I'm here. So I hope that you enjoy this message still, but now I would like to pray and get on with it. I'm sorry for my, my lateness coming on, but as I explained earlier, we were having trouble getting into the line. Holy Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for being so wonderful, so good, so true. Thank you for giving me the kingdom, for teaching me your wisdom, for teaching me your understanding, for giving all of us on the line today the help that we need to live the life in your kingdom. Holy Father, I thank you for your righteousness. I thank you for being so wonderful and so good to us, for enabling us all to live the lifestyle that you have instructed us to live, first by teaching us and then by enabling us. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit, because he is the power behind your word, Holy God. We thank you in the name of Jesus, and I ask you to give each and everyone on this line the understanding, the help they would need to live out the lifestyle of the kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Now, my title for today is Change Your Thinking, Change Your Direction. And I'd like to start off by saying this, that every man, woman, and child, and unborn, whether they're unborn or born, whether they're aborted, whether they're stillborn, every one of us, everyone that is comes into this world through the birth canal, past, present, and future, has one thing in common with every other man, woman, and child. And that common thing is that we're all born on a journey. I liken the earth to a pit stop on our way to some other place. We are here for only a short time when compared to eternity. We are all headed into eternity, and there are only two roads to eternity. There is the right road heading one way and the wrong road heading in the opposite direction. The road you turn by the decisions you make, and the decisions you make are determined by what and how you think. Now, both John the Baptist and Jesus came preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. They both preached the message of the kingdom of God. It was and is a simple message of change. Change your thinking. As you change your thinking, you will change your direction. This was a commandment and is a commandment from God through John and then through Jesus. This is what makes the lifestyle of the kingdom a doable one. In other words, this commandment makes the doing easy because it was a commandment from God. And God always empowers us to obey his commandments. All we have to do is get self out of the way and just start obeying his commandments. The truth that it was and is the commandment of God, because he always graces you with the ability to obey. It is his righteousness that he inputs in those who believe that enables you to do what he calls you to do, his divine ability in your inability. First, let's take a look, a forensic look, if you will, at what John and then Jesus were saying. Take a look at the first word, repent, to change one's mind, to repent, to change one's mind for better. Heartily to amend with abhorrence of one's past, his past sins. Now, this means that you're sorry for your sins, to turn from sin and dedicate oneself to the amendment of one's life. That commandment, that word repent is from the Greek word metanoia, change of mind. It involves a turning with contrition from sin toward God. It puts this repentant sinner in the proper condition to accept the divine forgiveness. So when you repent, you turn the other way. you do a complete 180-degree turn, not 360 because you turn all the way around, but a 180-degree turn, which means you're turning from the way that you were going into the new way that you want to go. Now, this is not something you do with the flesh. You change your thinking, not your clothes. In order to do this, you must change from thinking carnal to thinking spiritual. This requires motion of the mind, not the body. But the body eventually will follow your mind. Now let's take a look at the word kingdom. The Greek word for kingdom is basileia. It means royal, power, kingship, dominion, rule. It means a kingdom. It means the territory subject to the rule of a king. It was used in the New Testament to refer to the reign of the Messiah. Kingdom, for example, is the sovereign rule of God in the life of the believer. The next word is heaven. And I think this word pronounced Uranos. Uranos, the eternal dwelling place of God, the region above the sidereal heavens, the seat of order of things eternal, consummately perfect, where God dwells and other heavenly beings. Now the last word is at hand, and that word in the Greek is engizo. It's spelled E-G-G-I-Z-O, but it's the pronunciation is E-N-G-E-G-E-Z-O, engizo, to bring near, to join one thing to another, to draw or come near to or to approach. So Jesus began preaching by telling anyone within earshot to repent, to change their mind or their thinking, to change their direction from sin and death and towards God, for his sovereign rule was and is here in the earth right now. Jesus came preaching what John had been preaching before he was in prison. It was the same message, but different from any other message, from what other people were preaching. This was the true message of deliverance. It was and is the truth. Now, one might ask, what is truth? Truth, the Greek word for truth is aletheia. Truth as taught in the Christian religion, respecting God and the execution of his purposes through Christ and respecting the duties of man, opposing alike to the superstitions of the Gentiles and the invention of the Jews and the corrupt opinions and precepts of false teachers, even among Christians. Subjectively, truth as a personal excellence, that candor of mind which is free from affection, pretense, simulation, falsehood, and deceit. Fulfillment of God's promise exhibited in Christ. The word has an absolute force. So truth is the embodiment, or Christ is the embodiment of truth. Truth never changes. It is immutable. True in the beginning is true today. It is true that God was a king when he created this earth, and he still reigns today, and he will still be reigning in heaven when this earth is destroyed. It all started with God, and it will all end with God. The truth is inevitable, incapable of being avoided or evaded. It is going to happen. Whatever God has said is truth. Whatever he has prophesied is going to come to pass. Truth stands alone, and it stands forever. If it is not the truth, it cannot stand forever. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus was saying that the only way to get to the Father was by believing and receiving him as the true word of God. When people say that Jesus was only a good man, or that he was only he was nothing more than a prophet, they are putting his words on the same level as man, and they are denying his sonship to God. And when they deny his sonship, they deny his kingship, and that he came out from God. And if they can deny that he came out from God, they can deny that he was and is the very truth of God, that he was only saying what he heard his Father say and doing what he saw his Father do. In essence, they are saying that the new commandments that Jesus gave us were not commandments but suggestions. They were not the commandments of God. But we know this to be a lie. In fact, read what it says in John 18:33-38. It says, then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Notice what Jesus said. Now is my kingdom not from hence, because his kingdom was not ever from earth. His kingdom came from heaven. His reign, his authority, his right to rule came from God above. He was given a kingdom which was established by the Father, so his kingdom never came from earth. It was only established in the earth. So his kingdom is in the earth, but not from the earth. Reading 18:37, it says, Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king? Then Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. So to this end was I born, and for this cause I came I into the world, but that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Jesus came to earth that his kingdom, the kingdom of God, should be established in the earth. After Pilate had asked him if he was a king, Jesus answered, to this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. What truth? The truth that God was and is and always was owner and king, and that Jesus was and is the true and only king of earth, and only those who are of the truth hear and recognize and obey Jesus' voice as king. Now, John 18:38 reads, Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find in him no fault at all. Now, if Pilate hadn't walked away and stuck around for a minute or two after asking the question, he might have gotten an answer. I don't know. But Jesus may have told him that he was truth, that he was the very embodiment of truth. John 1:14 says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of one of the only begotten Son, begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." What word? The Word of God, the truth of God. Jesus is now King in the earth, not of this world or this age, but in the earth. And he was sent by his Father not to claim, but to reclaim his territory. This is the truth that people who are able to hear when they hear Jesus' voice. This is the truth we must cleave to, and his word that God is supreme King, and his word, his instructions for living is law, and that he has given his Son Jesus Christ to be the King in the earth. For only this truth can transform us. Paul said in Romans 12:2, "And be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So the only way that we may be transformed is by the renewing of our mind. But renewed into what? Into a new way of thinking. Renewed into thinking like Christ. He came not to receive the kingdom of God. He came to earth to give us a kingdom. But our carnal thinking could not receive the kingdom of God. The spirit man would first have to be reborn into the kingdom, where we could then be taught the language, the culture, the custom, the very nature of the kingdom. You cannot expect to understand a people or a people's language or their culture and their customs or even their laws or their nature if you are a stranger or if you did not grow up in that particular culture. But if you were born into that culture, you would grow up in it, learning as you grew everything there is to know about said culture. Likewise, when you are born or reborn into the kingdom of God, you can now see the kingdom. But it doesn't stop there. It never stops with our rebirth. Jesus said in John 3:3, to see the kingdom of God, you must be born again. Think about it. You must be born again, born into the kingdom. But that is only the beginning. Now you must begin to seek God's sovereign rule in and over and through you by seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Think of it like this. A baby, when it is born, grows up in the language he or she grows up, hearing the language, observing the culture, and began to mimic what he or she hears and sees. That baby has to study the actions of the parents and others around it, then practice them, talking and or walking or eating and practicing the customs and cultures before he finally perfects them himself. A baby grows up listening and hearing, seeing and observing his parents and others around it and imitates what he hears and sees. This is why we must be born again, because the old man cannot relearn. It is like putting new wine into an old bottle. Jesus said in Matthew 9:16-17, "No man puts a piece of new cloth into an old garment, for that which is put in to fill it up taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottle breaks and the wine runneth out and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. The carnal thinking of the old man cannot take into himself the spiritual thinking of God. The old man has to die, and the new man must take his place. The Bible says in Romans 8:6, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So the carnal mind, who is also known as the old man, not only does not obey God, but he cannot obey God. Hence the reason we must be born again into the kingdom of God, where our thinking can be renewed into thinking like Christ. And this new way of thinking comes to us through the seeking and teaching kingdom of God. Allow me to use another analogy. When a baby finally learns to walk, he begins to learn faster by repetitiously repeating every movement he sees others around him making, standing, swaying, backwards and forwards, moving side to side. He is not just learning to walk, but he is building muscle memory. He learns by walking alongside of others or by walking by himself. Before long, he can run. And when that same baby is learning to talk, he learns by listening, then repeating what he has heard, every word over and over. And each time he repeats the word, he learns a little more about the word. That's how we, as newborn babes in the kingdom, learn. As we seek the kingdom of God, God whispers wisdom and knowledge in our ear and gives us understanding. We then repeat these wisdoms and this knowledge out loud to those who are listening. And in turn, we receive more wisdom and knowledge about the same thing that we're talking about, and sometimes something parallel to what we're talking about. But we as newborn babes in Christ, it works the same way. We have to repetitiously repeat what we hear in our ear. That's why the Bible says what I say in your ear, say it out loud, say it on the rooftops. When we shout it to the world, we learn too. We give them information, and in turn, we receive more information. We receive more knowledge, more understanding. It works just like that in the natural world for a baby. When they're repeating words that they heard their mother say, or their father, or their siblings, or someone around them, each time they say these words, they learn more about the words they're saying. They learn that how to pronounce the syllables. They learn how to pronounce the S sound, they learn how to pronounce it correctly. But they are always learning as they grow. And we in the kingdom of God, as newborn babes, are always learning as we grow. As long as we are seeking the kingdom of God, we receive more wisdom and more knowledge and more understanding from the Holy Spirit, either indirectly from the Holy Spirit through feedback from them who are listening, or directly from the Holy Spirit himself. But in any case, in order to change the direction that we are headed for, we must change our thinking by changing our thinking. We can also change the direction of our lives while here on earth. We don't have to be in need. We don't have to be sick. We can know our purpose and begin to lean into it. just by changing our thinking from carnal to spiritual, failure to success. What is success? Obedience to God. Every time you obey God, you're successful. And God is going to reciprocate by blessing you, either giving you more of himself or blessing you with things that you need in the earth. But he always reciprocates obedience. Look at what he did for Abraham. He made Abraham, in his time, he was filthy rich. I think Abraham will be considered filthy rich by today's standards. Solomon, he made Solomon filthy rich. He took care of Elijah, his prophet. He took care of every prophet that obeyed his word. He took care of David. He made David a king, all because they obeyed him. He reciprocated because they obeyed him. They understood that he was a king and that their duty was to obey the will of God. They understood this, so they obeyed, and God reciprocated by blessing them. Now, I've never read the story of Jabez, but I've heard that he asked for something. I forget what he asked for. He asked to be a blessing. And to be a blessing, he had to be rich. Now, I forget exactly what he asked, but I know God granted his wish. His wish was granted because he obeyed God. Anytime, every time, all the time, whenever you obey God, you're going to be reciprocated. God never leaves us hanging. The first law of God is to love him with the totality of your being. And the second law is to love your neighbor as you love yourself. And in loving God, we will obey him. One of his commandments is seek ye first the kingdom of God. And in seeking his kingdom, you learn more and more about him. He shares his wisdom. He gives you his understanding. He shares his knowledge. In other words, his wisdom becomes yours. His knowledge becomes yours. His understanding becomes yours because you were obedient. Not just because you're seeking the kingdom, but because you're seeking it, obeying his will, his commandment, to seek him. I forget where it's at in the Bible. I think it's in either 1st or 2nd Corinthians where it says that God is a diligent rewarder of those who seek him. It might be in Hebrews. I don't remember where it's at now. But God is a diligent rewarder of those who seek him. He rewards us, those who seek him, first with himself, the spiritual things of him. His knowledge, his wisdom, his understanding, those things that are spiritual first, but the body always follows. He then rewards you with things you need in the earth and things you have a desire for. But God always rewards those who seek him. Seek him. We can learn to operate in the authority we have in Christ when we acknowledge him as our king. After we've been born again, we began to change our thinking by seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. It is, as I said earlier, a very simple message and very simple to do. All you have to do is yield to the Holy Spirit, and he will bring you into all truth by seeking the kingdom of God. You are seeking his sovereign rule in you, over you, and through you. And by seeking his righteousness, you are seeking to see as God, he sees, to see as God sees, to hear as God hears, to judge as God judges. You are seeking to be as he is. The message of the kingdom is a very simple message. It's very simple to hear, and really it's simple to do. Our response to God's commandment is submission, is obedience. If you remember that, you'll be okay. But the thing is that people don't want to remember. People don't want to obey God because they're still in the flesh. Flesh never wants to obey God. You have to change your direction, changing your thinking. Change what you think, how you think, because it's the only way you're going to get to heaven. But in your thinking, or in your changing your thinking, you have to, how can I say it? You have to live the life. You know, changing your thinking is great. Bible's Romans 12:2 says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. What does that mean? That means that you have to change by changing your thinking. Transform yourself by changing your thinking. The first place you ought to look is the Word of God. That's the only way you can be transformed. Now, what are you going to be transformed into? Into the light of his dear kingdom. You're going to be transformed into the light of his dear kingdom, but your body will follow. And when I say that, I mean it. You're not going to stay in this flesh. You're going to, and when Jesus comes back, you're going to put on new flesh. But you'll always be bound to this earth, I believe, because we were created for the earth, and the earth was created for us. We were created to live in the earth. Now, we're gonna spend 1,000 years in heaven, of course, but we're coming right back to the earth because we are bound. Why do you think the astronauts can't get any farther than the moon? Because they're bound to this atmosphere, to this earth. And the farther away they get from the earth, the more they age. So we are bound to this earth. We are coming back to this earth, and we will spend our eternity with Christ in the earth if we give our lives to God, to his kingdom. Now, the other road I talked about was the wrong way, the wrong road. That leads you into hell. That's where the carnal-minded people are going. And I hate to be so blunt, but it's time out for talking sensitively. We have to be blunt to get some people to understand that there is only one way to God, and that way is through Christ. It's not through Howard Kushner. It's not through Islam. It's not through Buddha. The only way to God is through Christ. And the only way to get to God is by changing how and what you think, changing your direction. You know, we're all, as I said earlier, we're born travelers. We're all born travelers. We're all traveling somewhere else. We're all traveling into eternity. But what eternity will you spend? I know that I would like to spend my eternity with Christ, with God. I would like to spend my eternity having abundant life. But there's already some people spending their eternity with Satan in hell, and it's opening its mouth larger and larger every day. People are going to hell every day, and I hate to say that, but it's true. This is truth, ladies and gentlemen. We have to change our direction of travel by changing our thinking. Well, that's all I have for you today. But before I go, I want to tell you how to give your life to God if you don't know. Repent. Tell God that you know, you believe that his son is Jesus Christ, that he is Lord in the earth. Tell him that with your mouth. With your heart, man believeth unto salvation. But with the mouth, we must confess it. And then ask him to forgive you for your sins. And he is faithful that he will do it. He is so faithful. He is so loving. He loves you with an everlasting love. His love will never change for you. His love will never change. He is always willing to forgive you. In fact, he forgives you before you say the words, but the words must be said, because you have to admit that you have sinned. That is part of the contrition, that we acknowledge our sin and ask forgiveness for them. That is part of the contrition. So ask God to forgive you and save you. Acknowledge God, Jesus as the Son of God and as your King and owner in the earth. Because he is King and he is owner. He owns you whether you give yourself to him or not. He owns you whether you get saved or not. He is owner. That's why he can decide where you go when the world ends. Think about it. He can decide where you're going to spend your eternity by your thinking when this world ends, because he owns you. Whether you acknowledge his ownership or not, he owns you. He owns everything in this world. So whether you acknowledge it or not, he decides where you spend eternity. If I were you, I would start making amends by asking forgiveness, by acknowledging him as King. Because God is not an emotional God. He will not change his mind at the end. If you have not lived for him in this earth, you will have to live without him in eternity. Well, that's all I have for you today. I sincerely hope that you got something out of it, out of this message. If you would like to contact us, you may do so by calling 912-921-1769 or join us Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. for our interactive Bible study by dialing in direct at 323-927-2955 or log in live at blogtalkradio.com/brokennomore. We truly hope to see you there. Goodbye for now, but not for good. Oh, I forgot. I can't stop this thing. But it'll call by itself. So long.
Well, good morning, or good afternoon, I should say. This is Dr. Leonard Robinson calling right on the end of Brother Willie Landy's broadcast Kingdom Culture, and I just wanted to call back in to acknowledge what a wonderful, wonderful broadcast that was this afternoon. And I want to encourage you to follow every instruction that you heard during the time of the broadcast. He made the point that we as children, what it means to be born again is to repent, change your thinking, change your direction, 180-degree turn, not turning back into the same direction in which we came from, but turning, doing a complete about face. And as a child, being able to learn by repetition, repeating the word of God, repeating the truths of the kingdom over and over again until you've become transformed by its reality. I was so blessed by that. I just wanted to call back in and thank Pastor Willie publicly for such a wonderful lesson, and I wanted to encourage all of you. And as always, I like to end every broadcast with, Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, because Jesus is Lord. God bless you, everyone. Have a wonderful day. Join us tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern time, on the same radio broadcast, Blog Talk Radio. Have a wonderful day.